Good morning, Red Rocks. Welcome to a whole new year of school. This week's podcast is featuring some of our third grade students. Today is January 9th, 2023. Here are this week's events.
Monday, January 11th is Static Electricity Day. Grab a balloon and some fuzzy socks for some shocking STEM experiments. Tuesday, January 10th is a busy day. At 7:45 a.m., there's a school accountability meeting in the library. This is the time when next year's budget is discussed. Your insight is greatly needed. Today is also PTA Give Back Night at Red Robin. Check the Raccoon News and social media for more information. If you are in fifth grade, make sure you attend the meeting for Washington, D.C. at 5:30 in the library. Sunday, January 15th is Strawberry Ice Cream Day. Find a recipe online for making homemade ice cream without a machine.
And here are some of our third graders with their reports on national symbols.
Uncle Sam is a government symbol, sold barrels of meat with U.S. on it. His poster has him pointing a finger and saying, "I want you for U.S. Army." Liberty Bell, it got a big crack that was unfixable, is a symbol of peace and freedom, ring at events, is in a museum, and will not ring anymore.
This is Braylon, and I'm going to tell about the Great Seal and the Lincoln Memorial. The Lincoln Memorial, it opened on May 30th, 1922. Did you know that the Lincoln Memorial has 36 columns and is 99 feet tall? The statue is made of marble. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. The Lincoln Memorial is in the U.S., is a U.S. symbol because Abraham Lincoln helped end slavery. The Great Seal. The Great Seal is made up of many other symbols. The government uses it for important papers. The back of the seal has a pyramid and an eye. The eye stands for God and the pyramid stands for strength. The Great Seal is a U.S. symbol because the government uses it on important papers. Our government lets us have freedom of speech.
The symbols we will do are the Bald Eagle, the Liberty Bell, the Star-Spangled Banner, and the Great Seal. The Great Seal. The Great Seal's design is made up of many other symbols. On the front, the eagle stands for freedom. On the back, the pyramid and eye stand for America's strength. People rang it to announce America's freedom. Liberty Bell. The Liberty Bell is a large bell in Philadelphia. It is the symbol of freedom. It has a large crack on its front side.
Bald eagles are very big birds that only live in North America. DDT caused the eggshells to be thin. Many eaglets died before they hatched, but DDT was banned in 1972. Today there are tens of thousands of bald eagles in the wild. The Star-Spangled Banner is the national anthem of the U.S. It is played when a U.S. president takes office. Francis Scott Key wrote the poem to honor the courage of the soldiers in battle. It is also played when an American wins a medal in the Olympic Games.
American flag. Betsy Ross may have sewed the first flag. There is a flag on the moon. It's a symbol of freedom. Star-Spangled Banner. Francis Scott Key wrote it. He wrote it to honor the courage of the U.S. soldiers. You can sing it at many sports.
Bald eagle. Bald eagles are not actually bald. and they have a white feathers on their head. They are native to North America, and the bald eagle did not become a national symbol until 1782. Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam stands for the U.S. government and often shows the reader what problem the country is facing. He came to life after Yankee Doodle and Brother Jonathan.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Why are you crying?
Aww.
I won. What's a basketball player's pet chicken? A personal foul. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
I sure am.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Catch.
Catch who?
Ketchup. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce me in. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Leaf. Leave me alone.
Sorry, it's over there.
Why did the student eat his homework?
Why?
Because the teacher told her it was a piece of cake. Why do fish live in salt water? Because pepper makes them sneeze.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. RLCK. You rock!
You rock!